It's Tuesday, the 24th of August, and not a regular Grincast this week, so I've pulled something out of the archives. So, enjoy. It's Tuesday, the... I forgot to look this up, of August, 2011. Just keep going. And it's time to get your grin on with the Grincast, who discuss the world of gaming from the past week. I'm your host, Ace, and joining me are Nikki.
Hello.
And Winx.
Thank you for letting us on the show again.
Yes, our two interns. Rhodes was unavailable. He's in the copy room making copies of something. I don't know. So we pulled Nikki in this time. We know you enjoyed our Gamescom 2011 coverage. No, our E3 2011 coverage. So we're back with Gamescom 2011 coverage. Gamescom was just this past week, and what a show! There's just so much to talk about. And the new Call of Duty, and Borderlands 2, and new X-Men game, which I'm excited for. Did you two watch it?
I'm just excited to be here, although I find it a bit strange that you made us buy our own tickets and our accommodation to get to Germany, but we had to pay for your presidential suite. But it was great, you know, just taking the megabus.
Wait, thanks. You got to go to Germany? I just got pulled off the reception desk to be here.
Aren't we not in Germany right now?
Send help. I'm just an intern.
Nikki's still in Germany, oh no.
I don't know where I am right now.
The year 2011. Oh my god.
I'd still be in education.
That's why you're an intern. Roll with it.
Oh yeah, right. But yeah, no, I watched it. It was alright, I guess. We were there. We saw games.
The Vita is coming soon, so we've got to see some stuff for that. Aliens, a new Aliens game, Colonial Marines. I'm sure that'll be amazing and not flop. Sonic Generations, a 3D and 2D Sonic. Ooh. And as I mentioned before, X-Men Destiny. You get to create your own X-Men character or X-Woman, I suppose, and use your powers to save the day? Question mark.
What abilities do you have in Destiny?
You get to create your own. I forget what the trailer showed, but there's some. You unlock powers with X genes, and it's at least going to be different than his Cyclops, Wolverine, and Storm. Now go save the day.
This is one mutant that just has literal X genes. He just sells genes from X-Men brand.
His X is genes. My ex moved out and just left their jeans, so I'm selling them on the car.
Your destiny is to wash everyone's X-Men jeans.
Destiny is a bit of a strange name to include in a game, though, isn't it? Not too sure if that would ever catch on.
Yeah, at least it's the subtitle, X-Men Destiny, rather than just a game called Destiny.
I'm glad we got to see the more of the Vita, though. That looks really, really good. Like, I generally think the Vita is going to be a really good handheld. Just hope that Sony don't, like, you know, shoot themselves in the foot by having overpriced memory cards and not that many first-party titles at launch. But it looks like it's a good piece of kit. So
they did that with the PlayStation Portable. They wouldn't repeat history, would they? With
that'd be stupid, right?
I love that the back, you can touch the back and it'll come out the front. I don't know how that technology works, but all I know is that I can tickle it back and it'll respond somehow.
It's got a couple of cameras and some of the games look really impressive.
Mm.
I quite like the front and back touchpad. Well, the front's a touch screen, the back's a touchpad, I guess. But like, I'm sure that's going to be used for some really amazing and intuitive game ideas, and not going to be horribly abused and used to make something inappropriate with some anime games. I'm sure it won't be.
Oh no, that's not going to happen. What?
No, no. I mean, you know, it's not like something's going to ask you to stroke the Vita, you know.
No. That happened? It's happening? It might happen? What?
Who knows, Winx? The future is unknown.
My God. Well,
I was quite surprised from out of the many games shown off, there were so many MMOs. There was Secret World, Lord of the Rings Online, Star Trek Online, Star Wars, what you call it, The Old Republic, all MMOs, and there was the new expansion for World of Warcraft.
Oh, and StarCraft.
Cataclysm, that was it.
I wonder when they're going to do another sequel to StarCraft. Like, probably not in, like, at least 2 decades. Another decade. Another decade or two.
I'm sure that... Wow, 2013. I'm sure that StarCraft 2 will come out.
Hold on, where'd you really get that news from?
Really soon, and not in a couple of years.
You know the inside scoops, don't you? You're holding it from us. Is it, you've got an NDA?
NDA is all the way down.
Bit of a small showing from Konami this year, though. They only had like 3 games: Silent Hill Downpour, Pro Evolution Soccer 2012, Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater 3D. Like, you know, hopefully in the coming years they'll have plenty more games to show, because, you know, they've got some good IPs. It'd be a shame for them to waste them.
Bit too modest, isn't it?
Well, they're sure to bring games out on the Vita, and then the inevitable PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. They're just going to be more and more Metal Gear Solids and Silent Hills.
Ooh, what do you think the next Xbox is going to be called? Surely something really, like, after 360. Like, I mean, it's easy for Sony because they go up a number, but...
The Xbox. That's what it's going to be called.
No, that'll never happen. They'll never do something that stupid.
Yeah, confusing names never do well, do they?
The Bra Box.
Is that as in bra or bro, but pronounced bra?
Yes.
It's universalized.
The pink one is the bra box. The blue one is the bra box.
Oh, no. Don't gender my games, please.
They have gendered guns. You can do it for consoles.
Wait, what?
I've seen pink guns for like women.
Ubisoft showing was very good. Lots of games. They had, like, you know, they had the Michael Jackson, The Experience.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Vita.
Yeah, for 3DS and Vita. Yeah. Just Dance Free. From Dust, I'm sure that won't have a problematic launch at all. I'm sure that won't cause a massive refund. I'm sure that'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Far Cry 3. Definition of Insanity. That's not going to go old.
What is the definition of insanity?
Well, you see, Winx, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Oh.
Expecting something to change.
What was the definition of...
It's interesting that there's 2 Driver games and 2 Ghost Recon games.
Oh, yeah. They're really just pumping it out in Ubisoft.
Looking forward to the next Splinter Cell game. Whenever that comes.
Yeah. I hope that franchise continues to be amazing, and that it never seems to disappear.
Hmm. Well, we're missing out Adventures of Tintin the game based on the movie.
There's a reason. I don't know what that reason is. I'm just going to be cynical towards the Tintin game.
How dare you? It's based on the film, of which is... exists?
Yeah, but I raise you Saints Row the Third.
Yeah, that's looking good. That's coming in a couple of months.
Nah, it looks terrible. Moving on.
I mean, it's not like we talked about that at E3 either. Some of these games we have talked about at E3.
Yeah, but at least we now know more about Saints Row the Third. It's not just the CG trailer. Now we know that you can use a giant I believe you interns are too young for me to be talking about the purple weapon.
Ace, I don't know how old I am. I'm lost in intern void space at the minute. Like, I turned left at the... Remember you said the door next to the copier machine, don't go in there? Well, I've been in there for about what I think is like 2 weeks now. I don't know, the sun never sets here, so I'm not really too sure how long it's been. Also, I can't find my shoes anymore.
You were wearing shoes? That was your mistake.
We can't afford shoes.
Well, I thought they'd help with the desert, but sand got in the shoes, and so they kind of lost. And yeah, I haven't seen any cactuses for a while. I'm not actually too sure how I'm communicating with all of you, but yeah.
What does the desert look like? Is it red? Is it like tribes?
No, much less interesting.
Well, you're communicating through a program called Skype. We clapped right at the start.
Well, that sounds horribly inefficient.
Nintendo. The 3DS is getting a bunch of sequels. And a remake of Ocarina of Time.
Oh, but actually, we're starting to make a new Kid Icarus Uprising. That's come out next year. That's cool. I wonder if they'll continue doing that with like other like lost franchises, like Ice Climbers, maybe.
How many Chibi Robo games do you reckon they're going to put out?
Oh, at least two terrible ones. Maybe. I don't know. You never know.
At least. Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword is coming in a couple of months. I'm sure they won't repackage that for full price in 10 years.
Oh, no. Oh, it's going to be a classic as well. I mean, just all motion controls. Yes. Yes, please. I'm loving that that's a theme of this year, is motion controls. Like, I'm super excited for everything Kinect. Kinect everything. Just pour everything into Kinect, please.
Kinect, it's canoe.
Well, that's... I'll be down for that. I'm looking at Steel Battalion. That's gonna be it seems like a perfect fit. Just like perfect for precise, delicate motions in a massive tank machine where you can only see maybe like the thin side of a CD's worth outside of the tank itself. I'm sure nothing will go wrong there. I'm that's gonna be my game of the year. That's my game of Gamescom. Gamescom, oh sorry.
I really wanted the original Steel Battalion. That's the one that came with a massive two joystick controller with tons of buttons and pedals, and I really wanted that one.
If you plug that into like a USB socket that goes into the wall, you'll control the whole house. That's like a hot tip.
Like a transformer.
Well, I was thinking Ace's Moving Castle, but yeah, sure, I'll transform. But if your house becomes a transformer, then you have to get inside your house, and that would that be counted as boar? Also, what's a boar?
I'm not explaining for.
You never explain anything to us when we ask what those words we see on the messaging boards mean.
You'll find out when you're older.
Oh,
I hope you don't.
Challenge accepted.
And they're rebooting Devil May Cry.
Oh, yeah. That looks
DMC.
Interesting. Like, different Dante, same Dante. It's got, He's got a little bit of a white bit in his head, but I'm sure there'll be no controversy there either about this new,
yeah.
The same character. It's the same character, right?
Yeah, I'm sure this reboot won't end up being a pseudo-chronicle canon piece of the timeline and may or may not be problematic. I don't know. I'm sure it's Ninja Fury. They make good games. I'm sure it'd be fine. It'd be fine. The fans will understand. It'd be fine. It'd be fine.
Getting a bit scary there, Nicky.
It'll be fine. But hey, Dragon's Dogma looks sick as fuck. Dragon's Dogma, honestly, that looks like an amazing game. Action RPG. You can climb onto the creatures and like beat them up whilst they're in the air. Oh, it looks sick. Like, that's, I think Dragon's Dogma is either going to be like one of those classic games that, like, I reckon for years to come, people are going to talk about and say really good things because it looks like it's going to be awesome. Just hope that they don't have a really annoying fast travel system because that could maybe let it down a little bit.
Is that the one where you ride a dragon and it's on the PS3 and it uses the PS move?
No.
Oh, it's a different Dragon's game. Okay, this one is like about the ethics of a dragon, right? Because the dogma. All right, I see.
No, a dragon steals your heart and then you go on a quest to like kill it.
Oh, I mean, wouldn't you be dead?
You'd think so, but I guess not. Also, you can summon people and like...
Maybe you are dead.
Who knows? It looks awesome. It's kind of like a gothic fantasy, medieval fantasy setting.
Ooh, I hope that gets done.
Yeah, we've seen like climbing onto griffins and like stabbing them. Also, the trailer/intro music is like really cool, heavy rock, like Japanese rock. So, Capcom, you're onto a winner here. I hope you keep this one alive. You better make some sequels as well, because it looks like it's going to be really good.
Yeah. It does look like a little bit like the other game I've seen, similar. It's like Dark Souls. Don't think that's going to... I feel like Dogma is going to do way better than Dark Souls. It seems like a ripoff.
Dark Souls just seems really depressing and moody. I thought Namco make pretty happy games, you know.
I think it's supposed to be kind of a sequel to Demon's Souls, and I think people really like that.
The heck is a Demon's Souls?
It came out in 2009. For
that long ago, so old. Come on, you got to keep up to the modern games like The Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim. Oh, I remember seeing this at EA. EA?
E3? Yeah, it's coming out in a couple of months to PC and next-gen consoles. Well, current-gen consoles, I suppose.
It's like a Lord of the Rings ripoff.
Well, you say that. There is a Lord of the Rings game coming out. The Lord of the Rings Online, Rise of Isengard.
Oh.
Isengard?
Is that a meme?
Isengard,
yet?
God.
Oh, yeah, it would have been.
Yep.
Well, it's another Lord of the Rings game. Oh, this is where Rhodes is. It's called War in the North. He's up north having a war. That's what the North was like 10 years ago. It was just, it's like their equivalent of modern warfare.
I don't think we know how to respond to that.
Yeah, there's nothing to go. There's no Rhodes being like, oi. It's in the coffee room.
They're still supporting The Sims 3. When are they going to do a Sims 4?
I reckon like 2030.
That soon? I need all my expansion packs, though.
Well, I'm sure that your expansion packs will be compatible with the new game. You won't have to keep buying new ones and have to buy the expansion that lets you have babies.
That doesn't sound like EA at all.
But where do babies come from?
Oh.
You'll learn when you're older. Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning. That looks very good, and I bet it won't be left half finished because the studio gets in financial trouble.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to do better than Skyrim. That's going to be the one that everyone talks about.
Well, the story's by R.A. Salvatore, and he's a well-known fantasy writer.
Wow. I had a weird clairvoyance of like another franchise in the future that might have a fantasy writer working on a fantasy game. Elden Ring. No, that means nothing. Okay. But yeah, I hope Kingdoms of Amalur, you know, comes out all nice and well. I'm going to play that. I'm going to pick up that and not Skyrim.
I'll be honest. When you said who the writer was, I thought you said Salvador Dali. And I was like, wait, how?
He's a Renaissance man. He wrote and painted.
Oh, actually, you say that, but he did a lot of things. And owning a lobster as a pet was one of them.
I think maybe just being in the supply cupboard is really starting to get to my head. I'm out of the desert now, though. I found what I think is a paper store. How much paper did you need again, Ace?
Two reams.
That might be a while.
Oh, I see that there's a burnout crash. That's cool. I hope they also don't... I hope they make more burnout games after this. And just don't just freeze the franchise completely. Like, burnout's so iconic.
Are you hoping that burnout doesn't...
Burnout?
Ba-dum-bum.
Oh! I'm
sorry.
It crashed me.
No, in 10 years' time, there'll be another half dozen burnout games, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Everyone likes crashing into other cars.
This is
I
true.
Mean, that's the only way I can turn in racing games.
That's real life, Ace. You need better glasses.
Yeah, the drive over here was terrifying.
Ratchet and Clank is getting another title in a couple of months, and I like me some Ratchet and Clank, and it's not going to be awful having to play with other players or terrible bots.
Oh, it's using 3D. It's 3D compatible. Have you got your 3D televisions, everyone?
No, 3D television, of course. Everyone has to have a 3D television. They're the future.
You made them mandatory and compulsory in this office. I'm in debt now, thanks to you, but I'm sure it'll pay off. I didn't have to go to no loan sharks or anything just to get my HD 3D television to play my Ratchet & Clank Awful One.
Oh, that's good.
I did.
That's also good.
Because Ace is the loan shark.
Yeah, he loans us exposure and experience.
There are so many EA titles where they're like, I hope they do well on the franchise and I hope they keep continuing to actually make games. So we got like Burnout Crash, or Burnout rather. We got SSX, like they're doing a reboot of it.
Releasing Theme Park on the DS, which isn't a dying console.
Ah, so that's big brain energy right there.
DS came out in 2005.
Well, some people still have it. DS. Like, we're not ready to. Some of us aren't ready to make everything 3D. And my DS to be 3D. I'm not there emotionally yet. I don't think I can handle Mario in 3D form.
Well, the 3DS has been out for months now, so you best get on this train because it's leaving the station. And in 10 years' time, we'll have the Nintendo 4DS.
Oh, it rumbles.
It's motion controlled.
Is 4D already on the PS Vita? I forgot what it's called.
I mean, technically, because it's got the two cameras, so.
And you can touch the games. Well, from the back.
Or augmented reality, so it's kind of a fourth dimension.
Well, 3DS has that too.
Yeah, but
it's only got one touch screen.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't stroke it.
From the back.
Yeah. You gotta hit that Vita from the back. Did I stutter? We're all missing the best game that was at Gamescom, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Sesame Street, Once Upon a Monster for 360. Oh.
Well, you say that. Another Kinect game. Absolutely. I think every game should be a Kinect game. Just straight up. wouldn't everyone's life be so much easier if we could just wave your hands around? I think, actually, of all the titles, that Sesame Street makes the most sense to be a Kinect game.
Because then you can just sit your kid in front of the TV and they can interact with the TV.
Yeah, my 3D TV.
Your 3D TV.
Watch Elmo scare all the kids.
Elmo, gonna touch you.
No, Elmo.
Gosh, could you imagine if like they'd made a game with Sesame Street where, like, I don't know, the characters, maybe you're in like a, I don't know, like a, an amusement park or something, and the characters are like trying to kill you, and I don't know, like you're watching through CCTV. I don't know, that sounds stupid. That would never catch on.
Yeah.
That would never become like a multi-million dollar franchise.
Keep your game ideas in the game bin.
I know, I'm still trying to get the paper. The turtle stole my wallet.
This Gotham City Imposters that was shown off, the multiplayer Batman game that doesn't star Batman. It's not really a good idea to have a Batman game without Batman, surely.
It's like some sort of Suicide Squad.
At least he's not dead. Like, could you imagine making a Batman game where they, like, I don't know, it starts and they're like, yeah, Batman's dead, so you're going to play as other characters. That'd be weird.
That'd be a weird way to make you not play as Batman.
Well, we don't know what's going to happen after Batman, at the end of Batman Arkham City.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be Arkham State or Arkham Arkham Country?
I mean,
to make it even bigger?
Personally, I'm hoping for Arkham States of America. Because then, and they'll be like, I'll be like an MMO, and you'll be like, you'll be one of many Batmen or women, and you'll be, yeah, you'll be traveling across the country beating people up.
Oh, bat people.
Bat people.
Yeah. Like you'll use the law again, like, in your own way to just beat up people that are different looking. I see.
Beat up people who are different looking with mental issues.
Oh, yeah, mental issues and who are poorer than you. I think that's a great idea. Wow.
I see no problems with this whatsoever.
It's worth noting that Batman is the first billionaire in space.
Of course he would, though. He's probably been to space already.
I mean, the Justice League operated out of a satellite in the cartoon and comics.
You know, I hope we don't end up in a time where billionaires are trying to, like, have a fucking jerk-off contest to see who can get into space first, because that would be weird and horrible.
Yeah, we'd have to eat the billionaires.
Is that a game, eating billionaires?
With the Steam Greenlight thing, it probably will be.
What's that about? Is that, like, for indie developers to showcase their games or flaunt it?
Yeah, they don't have to spend any money and show Steam that people are interested in, would be interested in buying the game, and then Steam will accept them onto the platform.
That's good. Hopefully that doesn't get exploited.
Rather than just like $100 and then being able to sell any old rubbish, like drinking water in front of a camera and selling that as a game.
I'll buy 20. Thank you very much. I've noticed that there are two games with a great title, Men of War. Just, if a game title was wallpaper, it'd be beige. Men of War. what an unoffensive yet just bland title.
Assault Squad and Vietnam.
It's not even about war, but just the Men of War. It's like a calendar. It's like Calendar Girls.
Just a nude calendar of soldiers. Gamers buy into it and they're just like, wait, this isn't what I expected, but I also like it.
So who's excited for Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3? It's the third Modern Warfare title and the 30th Call of Duty game.
I don't even know if we're old enough to play these games, Ace, honestly.
You watch the trailers, that's fine.
Man, shooty, shooty, it was good. I'm me by 12. Me by Jilukes pack.
I'm excited to play as a man with the best name ever, Soap. I can't wait. to be yelled at to do things in a war environment, but with the name Soap.
Do that for free. Just enlist in the army. Tell them that your name's Soap.
A Scotsman named Soap.
Yeah, I didn't know that that was the character's name, but it turns out it is.
Yeah, it's called Soap.
Oh, but one of the characters is going to be voiced by Idris Elba, the British actor who's not been in an awful lot yet, but I envisage a bright future for him.
I think he's wonderful.
Can you make bets on how people are going to be popular? And if so, where can I make these bets?
Well, if you turn left at the copy machine...
Hang on a minute, that's what you told me. Now I'm in some like weird dimensional pocket where I think I'm in a Staples. I don't know. There's turtles. I've lost my shoes in the desert. I've got the paper now, though. That's good. It's 120 GSM, so it's the good paper. I've just got to figure out how to get out of here.
Definitely didn't pay from the company card. You have to pay from yourself.
No, I had to fight the manager. I didn't have any money because the turtle stole my wallet, so I had to like try and barter. Didn't work. So this like faceless manager, at least I assume they were the manager, just like kept coming at me. So I fought them off.
I'm imagining that you just watched a trailer for Azura's Wrath, and you're like, "Yep, that's what I'm doing right now."
Speaking of Azura's Wrath, that looks really really good. You know, highly very stylized, got very much an anime feel to it. I think it's going to be good. I just hope that, you know, it's a whole game, not like some weird nonsense where it turns out the ending's DLC or something, because that'd be a shame.
Yeah, the practice of DLC, it's so gross. And like EA wanting us to pay for microtransactions in their football ultimate team, whatever it's called. And I know it's doing popular, but it just seems a bit gross, and I don't think us gamers are going to let them get away with that.
Yeah, it'll die off. Don't worry, we're not going to be spending 70 quid for the latest AAA titles anytime soon.
Mm.
Or £99.99 for the ultimate edition of a game, which doesn't include the stuff you have to buy with in-game microtransactions.
Too late. I've already done it. Was it Modern Warfare 3? No. It hasn't happened yet. It can't happen. It won't happen in the future, no. I'm getting confused with my timelines.
Did I leave the door open to the storage room? Oh, yeah, damn it.
It's leaking.
Sorry. Multiverse is leaking in again. Honestly, this office is so strange. Like, it's no wonder that like Rhodes has been gone into copy the room for so long. Like, that room's weird. Have you been in there? It's so strange. Like,
no, that's just where we send the interns.
Winks. I'm starting to think that this might not be an ordinary internship.
I thought experience wasn't actually currency.
Yes, it is. It looks like Monopoly money, but it's not.
It's weird that it's only valid in the office canteen, though. I'm not quite sure what's going on there.
Sorry, no. It's valid for 10% off of a purchase in the canteen.
That's why the lunch lady got so angry at me. I wondered why she started yelling at me and took my food away. I mean, I can't speak Russian, so I kind of just ran away. Hungry and cold.
So are you back with that paper yet?
Soon, I think. Back in the desert.
Oh, you can't play Dance Central 2 in the desert.
I can't play anything out here, Winx. Have I seen a games console? No. Have I seen a TV? No. Have I seen an electricity port? No. All I've seen are turtles that have stolen my wallet, a faceless creature that tried to fight me because I tried to buy some paper, and I lost my shoes, and I'm pretty sure that's a horse.
That's, I think what you're describing is Super Mario 3D Land.
That does sound quite similar.
I don't know what that is.
Ah, it's a game that's coming out.
Sounds like a game on the Wii U or something.
Oh, no, no, no. It's on 3DS. The Wii what, sorry?
The Wii U is out.
Is it? The what? What's a Wii U?
Nikki, I can't help but notice most of the games you're looking forward to are Capcom games. Asura's Wrath, Devil May Cry, Dragon's Dogma.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of Capcom?
Not really.
Not excited for that Street Fighter at Cross Tekken.
Oh, I can't play fighting games the same life. I'll tell you what, though. I mean, it's not quite a fighting game, but I there's this game called like League of Legends that I saw. And like, yeah, that looks interesting. I reckon, I mean, I don't think it'd become too big, but I think it'll be, you know, a fun little game. Can't see any problems, any toxicity. I'm sure it'll be fine.
It's been out a couple of years. I'm sure they got rid of all the toxicity by now. It came out in 2009 originally.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, hold on. Another one from 2009. That's just too old. Come on, we're not talking about retro games here.
Oh, I've just figured it out. I figured out where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Desert. Faceless people trying to kill me. Weird angry creatures. I'm just daydreaming about Rage, aren't I?
Wait, what?
Yeah, Rage.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No, it's that new game from Bethesda, Rage. You know, post-apocalyptic in a desert. You got a little boomerang that cuts people's heads off. Might explain what people were throwing at me. Not too sure how I got here.
Should probably leave.
Yes, Rage stylized with the anarchy symbol.
Anarchy in the UK, mate.
That's so edgy. See, I saw something similar, but kind of in a different way. I thought I saw Journey.
Okay.
Journey looks alright. It's like got sand, people in masks. I can't remember what the third one was, but again, I thought you were talking about Journey and you're on a journey.
Yeah,
a spiritual journey.
Oh, it's one of those indie games, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. I'm not really too sure if those indie games are ever going to catch on.
Meanwhile, Starhawk. We're going to all remember Starhawk in like 10 years' time.
I don't even remember it now.
It's a third-person shooter developed by people. And it's a spiritual successor to Warhawk, which was a retro game in 2007, apparently.
I love the way you said developed by people, so it's like... That's just like a rarity. It's like, it's a game made by people.
It's not one of these AI constructed games.
It's not one of those games that, like, you know, EA just go up to their money making machine and go boop boop, and then that just prints out like a disc and they go, yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, FIFA 13, slap it on. It's, nah.
Just put more microtransactions in it. The kids will eventually give in.
It's like sugar in your cereal. Just pump it in, just hope for the best.
God, I love sugar.
This Dishonored that we saw from this company Arkane, they've been around for a while, but they haven't really made much. They did Arx Fatalis in 2002, so you want to talk about retro games.
Sounds a bit artsy to me.
And Dark Messiah of Might and Magic, so their credentials aren't really popping, are they? So this Dishonored, it could go either way.
Pretty much everything that Bethesda is just like publishing just seems a bit of like a dud. Like you said, Dishonored. We talked about Skyrim. Like, Nikki's Lost in Rage. There's a Prey 2. I don't know why I'm making a sequel to Prey.
I'm really looking forward to Prey 2. If they cancel it, that's it for Bethesda. Nothing can save them. But it was announced in 2006. Crikey. It's been in development for a long time.
I can't count that far back.
Activision are putting out multiple superhero games. Prototype 2, X-Men Destiny, Spider-Man Edge of Time. And there's no DC games. There's even Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. So lots of Marvel games.
We got that Batman Arkham City one. Yeah,
that Batman Arkham City and that Batman Gotham City Imposters without Batman.
Yeah, well, Batman won't take off anyway.
Batman's just a gimp beating people up.
I feel like we already went over that.
We're not done.
We're not done. We're gonna insult the person for wearing leather now.
God damn it. Wait, this is 2011. We're not ready for kinks yet.
Yeah, we like video games. So, you know, we've got to be what's the word? Dicks. Not you.
Horrible to women.
Oh, no, don't go that far. Like.
Why do you think you two are still interns?
I mean, it has been 10 years since we've been interns for 10 years.
That's how long it feels like I've been in this pocket dimension. Good news, I found Rhodes.
How's he doing?
He's dead.
Oh, God.
Well, at least I think it's Rhodes. It's like he's missing his face. Like, it could be Rhodes.
You know what it is? He's been in the south for too long. You need, it's like tropical fish. Yeah, he needs to acclimatize properly.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll drag him back because I can see the exit. I guess someone get a Greg's.
Yeah, I'll go get a Greg's stat. And maybe a copy of The Witcher 2, The Assassin's King of Kings, if available.
Yeah, it came out a few months ago, so it should be.
Then I will grab a copy and wave it in his face to wake him up.
Ooh, look, new game that your PC might not be able to run. I know mine couldn't.
What's everyone's Gamescom game of the com?
Gamescom game of the com.
Saints Row the Third for me.
Oh. Again, from EA to Gamescom.
Do you know what?
E3.
I'm going to go with Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine because it's a game where you get to be a buff man killing orcs and you get to stamp on their heads. And no, I can't keep the segment going.
A game where you get to be a buff man? Wow, that's original.
So original. Yeah. Okay, to be fair, though, it's actually a really good game and it looks really fun. And I think it'll be an absolute blast. But I don't know.
What about you, Winx?
It's a toss-up between Steel Battalion Heavy Armor or Handball Challenge 12. It's nice to see some handball recognition, and this one seems to be like the most technically superior version of the game. It's got such leagues as the German Bundesliga, and the Spanish Liga Ausbull, and the rest of the world and national teams, and yeah, just I'm all in for some Handball Challenge 12. Maybe we'll do a live stream where we all compete. Wait, a live stream's a thing yet?
Streaming is, yeah.
Okay, we'll live stream on live.tv. some handball challenge 12. Yeah.
Handball challenge 12. That sounds like it's the first ever game devoted to handball.
I cannot confirm or deny. Yes, yeah. It is.
I'm not sure I've ever seen someone play handball, to be quite honest, so that would be an interesting stream to participate in.
I'm back in the office. I've got Rhodes. I've got Vapor as well.
He seems fine. I mean, I don't know why your hand is on its chin.
Well, I was carrying the paper with the other hand.
Hey, Rhodes, how are you doing?
So, yeah, where do you want this paper?
In the copy room.
Oh, crap. All right, Winx, here's my last will and testament.
I don't write on the paper. We need that.
Oh, no, I picked up blue paper.
How did you do that?
All right, back into the pocket dimension I go.
Right, that about does it for this episode. Thank you for joining me, Nikki and Winx. That might be it for this episode of The Greencast, but you can subscribe wherever you found this episode for a new episode every Tuesday night. You can hear more from Game Grin by visiting gamegrin.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Pals Anime Lounge podcast, which covers the latest anime from the current season. And until next time, game on.